That's a great and poetic song.
I love that song. Love that
song.
Did
Ian or Sylvia write that?
John Phillips wrote
Come
that.
Come on.
No kidding.
I thought that
John Phillips, Mamas and Papas.
I thought that was Ian and or Sylvia.
No, I think he wrote it in the days when he was with the Journeyman.
Yeah.
But I love that song.
First I heard that song, Judy Collins cooked dinner for us over at Walter Rame's place.
Oh, yeah?
And she sat down on the floor after dinner, and she sang Me and My Uncle, and she sang, what's the one she had a hit on? Sylvia's song.
Both Sides Now? Oh, Someday Soon?
Yeah, Someday Soon.
Yeah.
And one other one that Ian wrote. And I thought they were all.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Me and My Uncle was one of them.
No, I'm pretty sure it's John Phillips. Far out song. I haven't done it, and I don't know. I learned it about 3-4 years ago, I guess, and did it for a while, and I haven't done it since then, and I've been on the road for about a week, and I started picking on it, and I remember the song, and so I don't think that I have it down yet, but I sure like to sing it. So.
You know who you were talking to, of course. I mean, on this program, he doesn't really need an introduction. I'm not going to do a whole corny thing about it, but it is. It is John Denver. And what brings you to town?
Well, we have the new album coming out, be out in a couple of weeks, that I'm very excited about. I think it's by far the best album I've done. A little bit different than the other ones, mostly simpler, I suppose. And there's a single record on it, record that they released as a single called Take Me Home Country Roads. And
We've been playing that.
RCA is very excited about it. I'm excited about it. I think it's a good record, and I think it's the best chance I've had for, you know, having a big record. Which I wouldn't mind having one if I
No
if
bad
I could.
Thing. No. No, everybody says, oh, I'm not going to be a star. I don't care about the singles. I just want to put out good albums. I say, yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, I think everybody, you get into the business, you want to have that kind of recognition or that kind of success. I mean, that's what success is in the record business, is a big-selling single or a big-selling album. And I've really had neither, and I would like to do that. Because there are sort of a lot of things that could hang on it. And
aren't there just?
Aren't there just?
Last time you were here,
few.
Last time you were here, we were talking about a TV show. What happened?
Well, still working on it.
I noticed that you're showing up on the shows you said you were going to show up on.
Had a very good shot, a really traumatic experience a couple of weeks ago. Johnny Cash, the people that produce his show, were putting together a pilot that they were going to try to produce so they could produce the summer replacement for his show.
Heigert was going to do that.
Well, I don't know at this point.
That's,
but anyway,
that's a scuttlebutt I heard.
They had a whole big thing set up. You might have seen the show he did a couple, 2-3 weeks ago with Neil Young, James Taylor, a few people like that, which
yeah,
is
it's the best,
best
show,
show
all
I've
year.
Seen. Yeah. Well, they had those people in the same kind of situation set up, in fact, the same stage, and the day after they filmed that, the Sunday night, they were going to do this pilot from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And it was going to have James Taylor, Neil Young, John Stewart, Tony Joe White, the Dillards, Manhattan Transit Company, Linda Ronstadt, and myself. And
no Johnny Cash. No,
well,
Johnny Cash family, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it was going to be called Johnny Cash on Campus, and it was a pilot for his to be the summer show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that I was going to be the host of it.
And?
Well, it freaked me out because, as I mentioned, you know, we've been working on it. We're working toward getting a television show, and I personally think that I'm going to get the chance sooner or later. But to have it right there in your lap, you know, I mean, there it was. We had it for a week, and I really thought that I could do it. I really felt that the situation was exactly what I would like to do with a show. You know, no comedy, no dancers, no band, just people come on and singing, the audience right there so they can be a part of it too. And I really felt that I could do the job. It was just exactly the kind of thing that I was looking for, you know, if I had my way to do a show. And Friday, the 5th of February, we were going to do this on the 7th. I had a concert in Denver on the 6th, and I had, tickets for a 4 o'clock in the morning plane through Chicago to Nashville. Fat City, the two kids that wrote Take Me Home Country Roads, were going to come down with me along with Eric Weisberg to play steel guitar for us.
Yes, I know Eric Weisberg.
And then Mike and Dick. Everything was set up. At 1:30 Friday, I was talking to producer Johnny Cash show for 45 minutes at his home in Nashville. He's telling me, you know, what the show was going to do, how they were going to run it, and what they expected of me and everything. And we talked about it, and I thought I could do it. I said, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And at 7 o'clock that night, it was canceled.
Just like that, the whole thing, right? Zap.
Just like that. And it hurt because I didn't even get the chance, you know, to blow it. I mean, there's a lot of speculation about exactly why it was canceled. I think the main reason that I've decided upon in my own mind is that Johnny Cash is really down low in the ratings right now, and there may be some concern about whether he's going to have a show next year, you know, much less whether they're going to spend some money on a summer show.
So therefore they'd want to break something in to replace him if it was necessary, right?
Well, not replace him, but they just want to spend more time and effort making sure that his show gets better as the year progresses so that after this summer he can be on again next year. Because if it stays as low as it has been, I guess, recently, then he may not have a show.
Well, I think it earned its low rating in a sense. Not, you know, in terms of the garbage that's on television, no.
Yeah.
Whatever he does, just to have Johnny Cash on the screen
yeah.
is good enough, right?
Right.
But I'll tell you, that history of country music infuriated me.
Yeah.
Because, essentially, he didn't have any of the people that are coming up and are making the... Look, Kris Kristofferson had 4 hits.
Right.
One by Johnny Cash, one by Ray Price, one by Sammy Smith,
uh-huh.
and what was the other one? Oh, Janis Joplin, right? And Roger Miller had it as a semi-hit before that, right?
Gordon Lightfoot.
And everybody recorded that, but mm-hmm. Roger had some chart action, and Janis is now, what, number mm-hmm. 3 in the country?
Sure.
So there was no Chris.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Mickey Newbury.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Sammy Smith,
mm-hmm.
right? Lynn Anderson got on for a taped comment about something about the country music uptown. She didn't sing, right? She had number 1 record in the country. And so none of the young people,
mm-hmm.
no Buck Wilkin, right?
Yeah.
None of the people, that no Area Code 615, all those guys, you know, Buttery and Putnam
sure.
and all those guys, and Wayne Moss.
Yeah.
So how can he say he's doing a history of country mm-hmm. music and close the door on that, because this is the hope of country music. This is what's bringing country music into the mainstream.
And it is growing right now in the mainstream. I mean, country
sure.
music now is bigger than ever has been.
Sure. So I mean, talking about the people. So this week, tomorrow night, he's going to have Mickey Newbury, Sammy Smith, Kristofferson. I forget who else. I think it's tomorrow night.
Oh, really? It'll be...
If it isn't tomorrow night, it'll be next week. I have to check the TV guide out here. But
he's
like going
to
have those people
show.
On as sort of an extension.
Yeah.
But, Johnny simply, I think, got himself too much involved with traditional country music.
Mm-hmm. And well, I don't know. I don't get to watch that much television, but...
I don't get to watch much of it myself. It's all on opposite me.
He's got one of the better shows, you know, on television now. And I sure got excited about that for a while. And then when it dropped right out from under me, it kind of blew my mind for a while.
Listen, I got news for you. This is a sickening thing about this business in particular. The promises, the promises, the promises, right up to the mark.
Yeah.
Everybody builds you up so high.
Yeah.
And I don't care how hard-headed you get when it's your own talent, your own ego, your own personality, your own self that's essentially what is on the market.
Uh-huh.
It hurts 10 times as bad as if somebody just turns down a deal, right?
Yeah, right.
So you don't sell that many gaskets, you know, to Ups and Ups Manufacturing Company. And your boss frowns at you for a month. That's a whole different thing than to have your whole self, career, and what have you be on the line, be on the mark, be right up there,
mm-hmm.
and then have them say, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's always one of those big corporate decisions, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, this, I don't know. You know, like I was told, I was supposed to be the host of the show. I talked to John Stewart, and evidently he was told that he was going to be the host of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe somebody else was told. I don't know what the whole story is, but... I thought that, you know, of all the people on it, that handling that kind of a situation, I felt that I could really do a good job at it. And I don't know how to compare it, you know, to anybody else. But I was excited, and I really believed in it for a short while, and then bang.
Well, look, the one thing they can't take away from you, cornball statement, but it's true, is your talent. And I'll tell you another thing they're not going to take away from you, and that's the audience you've already gained.
Wow.
Because it's a, you know... I've got Bernie Buller here. Bernie listens to my show pretty faithfully, right? Saturday night, at this point, who would you say is the most frequently requested artist on the show? Okay.
That's very nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just been a rising thing. Over the years, I would say over the last 4 years, certainly the guy who's had probably the most requests is... I think it's 50-50 now between Hoyt Axton and Gordon Lightfoot. Of course, mm-hmm. Hoyt belongs to his whole family thing.
Yeah,
here.
Right.
We hope you'll be breaking out of it, since he's going to have two chart hits by Steppenwolf and Three Dog Nights.
Oh, yeah, Snow Blind Friend.
And what Joy to the World.
Is that his song?
You betcha.
Is that right?
That's right, and that's going to be number one, like in 4 or 5
joy
weeks.
To the world.
Yeah, all you boys and girls. But anyhow, he's got one that he's recording himself right now for Capitol called Have a Nice Day. And I think it's as big a screamer as they are. And if they release it at the right time, all of a sudden they're going to be yelling and screaming about Brother Barr all over the country, right?
That'd be fantastic.
But it's really a pleasure to see, you know, because you don't push. You don't push. You're just there, right? You're John Denver, whoever you are. You've done 2 shows with us like this. And, boy, we get asked for the tapes. I've had to play both tapes in the last month and a half. I've had to play them twice during the week. And I got to play something from the tapes.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so let's do some music on this tape.
Sure. See ya.